Mary Jane, who asked me to use just her first name, remembers the exact day she lost her job at a state agency. It was October 13th, 2008. And for her, it was a life-changing event.
I think that the experience with losing my job caused me to have a real strong sense of failure. And this sense of failure has increased as I've gotten more and more rejection letters from interviews.
All of that rejection, she says, has taken its toll.
Basically, I used to be really organized, but my ability to function has become less and less. My cognitive abilities have been profoundly affected by my level of fear and just sort of a feeling of hopelessness.
Mary Jane says she's afraid a lot now. She's afraid of getting kicked out of her house, of how she's going to pay the bills, of losing her independence. She's afraid to fill out job applications, to put them in the mail, or just drop them off at a potential employer. She's been paralyzed by unemployment. Hers is an extreme case, but in general, the longer someone is unemployed, the less likely they are to find a job.
But is it because it's true for an individual, or true because those who are unemployed longer always have a harder time?
Dan Hammermesh is an economics professor at UT Austin. In other words, it's not clear if the long-term unemployed are just less employable in general, regardless of the job market.
The question is there a scarring effect of being unemployed longer? The same person, if he or she's unemployed longer, has more trouble. I think that's true.
Less money means cutting corners on your appearance. Maybe you don't get a haircut when you need to. Your options for makeup are limited. For Mary Jane, that has made looking for a job even harder.
My wardrobe is really shabby, and I can't afford dry cleaning, and it's just impacted my life on all levels.
The current recession has been especially bad for the long-term unemployed. Dan Hammermesh says more than 40% of people nationwide who claimed unemployment last month were out of work for more than 6 months.
I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's a mismatch of jobs and the people who are unemployed. There just hasn't been enough time to look into the causes of it. All we know is it's a fact. It's a serious fact.
It's an all too serious fact for people like Mary Jane. She scans the job boards and visits the job center almost every day. But these days, she said, even she doesn't feel like she's qualified to do a lot of jobs out there.
Every day is a struggle for me to keep going. I don't want to feel sorry for myself because there are many people that have it worse. But I am facing some serious difficulties if it continues. I feel like I need a miracle.
Matt Largy, KUT News.